Good evening. My name is Father John Mellor. Just wanted to inform everyone that Father John Michael Donald has asked me to bring about this debate again because he feels last time we didn't really have time to listen to those who had the opinion that rap hip-hop music possibly in itself is not evil or not bad. There were some who were trying to give answers that it can be done in a good way. So he listened to what we recorded and he didn't like the fact that one of our guests, Ashley, was very upset by it. Also Leroy, but Ashley was more upset by it. So he was actually meant to come to that first debate, but due to time, he was held up in traffic and couldn't come. So he's now here to preside, if you like, over this second debate, which will be a bit shorter. But Father's asking if we could give those who are having the opinion that it can be done for good more time for them to speak. And thanks be to God, Ashley is here again. Father John now is going to explain what happened because he spoke with Ashley. Ashley is he's okay, he's all right now. He's here with us to do the second debate, and he's okay that Father John explains a little bit how they spoke together, and Father has actually got Ashley to write something positive, given that we're in the 100th centenary of Fatima, the apparitions of Our Lady at Fatima. Obviously, Ashley's not a Catholic, but he is a very talented poet, if you like to call it that. And Father John employed him, let's say, without money, but employed him to write something in honour of Our Lady of Fatima. Even though, as I mentioned, Ashley is not a Roman Catholic, but Father John explained to him one of the devotions of Our Lady of Fatima, the first five Saturdays devotion, and asked, through his explanation of what happened and what the first five Saturdays devotions are, whether or not Ashley will be able to just write something together with Father John so that he can present his talents as a means of him showing his ability to understand something that's being given to him. So a story, a real life story, but something that somebody who is not from our faith hears, and together with the priest writes something. Basically, it's like the point of view of the priest, like the priest is trying to explain to people what this message of the first five Saturdays are, but Ashley, being the skillful poet that he is, wrote Father John's sentiments in a poetic form, and they've worked on that together, wanting to portray that it's possible for this music, or at least the art form, to have something good within it and bear some fruit. So without further ado, we'll welcome Father John Michael Donald and our guests from last week back again.
Thank you, Father John. Now, as Father mentioned, it's probably my fault that last week's debate turned into a bit of a... It got a bit heated, and some people got upset. But thanks to our Blessed Mother, all are back here again. We can now continue in a way where we give more time to those who are of the opinion that this form of music can be done in a positive way. And as Father John explained, I explained to young Ashley, who is a very talented poet, about this devotion that I would like to spread. And he, in a very skillful way, understood the message, conveyed a type of poem, expressing his own sentiments as well. But we worked together. It was an attempt for also myself to try to understand how we can possibly bring something good out of their skills as poets, their skills in putting words together. Because surely, putting words together and making them rhyme, there is no sin in that. Putting words together on music, although it's debatable about the type of rhythm or beat, if you like, but putting words together that rhyme, there is no sin in that. So we are trying to, let's say, salvage something from the talents that these young people have and to offer them up to our Lord, who is the eternal incarnate Word, the Word made flesh. So let all of our words be used to glorify Him, and let those who have the ability to make words come forth in a rhythmic and way that rhymes, let this gift be used to glorify the Word, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let's welcome Ashley, who, let's say, has joined us again. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Like, I'm calmer now, yeah? Like, I thank. Like, I just wanted to say, yeah? I don't have no problem with what Father Mella was saying, yeah? But, I mean, we can move on from last week, you know. Yeah, it's like, I understand what they were saying, like Raphael as well, yeah, but we can do good things, innit? Like Father Donald was saying, innit? We can do good things. So I wrote a little poem together with Father, yeah, and this is it, like. So you, just to explain to people who are listening, you've wrote something together with Father John, guiding you about the message he wanted you to convey, telling you about this message of the first five Saturdays, and you wrote something based on what you were being given by Father, and we're going to hear it now. Basically, your ability to put words together, make them rhyme, and show that you can do something good with this talent. Yeah, so Father was telling me about, like, the Blessed Virgin Mary in Fatima, yeah? Like, I ain't never heard of that place. Told me it's in Portugal, yeah? But he was telling me about this devotion, like, this prayer that you lot have, yeah? Telling me, like, people don't really know it. And he was asking me if I could use my things as a poet. See, that rhymes, innit? Know it and poet, yeah? To, like, try to explain what he wants people to know, innit? So I tell you how it goes, yeah? This is called The First Fat Saturday. So first, yeah, I wrote, like, a chorus. And then after that, yeah, I wrote a couple of bars, yeah?
Sorry, what's bars?
Like lines, innit?
Oh, I thought you meant, like, chocolate bars or something.
Like, lines, innit? Like, I wrote a couple lines, and then I just do the chorus again, innit? So it just turned on, yeah. All right.
So yes, Ashley, you can share with them what we worked on together.
So it goes, have you ever heard about the first five Saturdays? How many people know about the message, what it had to say? Have you done your part? And are you trying to collaborate to go and tell the world about the first five Saturdays? Have you ever heard about the first five Saturdays? How many people know about the message, what it had to say? Have you done your part, and are you trying to collaborate to go and tell the world about the first five Saturdays? So let's elaborate on this great mission. Every person, every Christian's got to know about the Saturdays. She told us that we had to pray on Saturday, and that's today, the first Saturday of the month for five Saturdays. My name's G, you know me, I'm from that estate, right over there behind the church and the chapel's gate. People used to warn me, saying every dog will have its day. I
tried to change my life and I don't want to go back astray. I met a priest who told me Jesus Christ, that's the way to salvation. You don't want to throw that away. I like to write lyrics, I'm a poet who will have my say. I wrote this for the priest about the first 5 Saturdays. So what's it all about? He told me about the Blessed Virgin Mary. If you hear me, I will tell you what it's all about. Pray the rosary, all the mysteries, plus have a 15-minute meditation on what this could be. Have confession and communion and offer reparation for the sins against the heart of the mother. This is G, who was telling you about the first 5, the first rhyme, the first time I ever wrote a lyric without a curse line. So I proved it, that we can write a good lyric. I don't even know what I was writing about, but I did it. So, have you ever heard about the first 5 Saturdays? How many people know about the message, what it had to say? Have you done your part? And are you trying to collaborate to go and tell the world about the first 5 Saturdays? Have you ever heard about the first 5 Saturdays? How many people know about the message, what it had to say? Have you done your part? And are you trying to collaborate to go and tell the world about the first 5 Saturdays?
I think that's actually pretty creative. I mean, what do you think about it, Tunde?
Yeah, like, I like it, innit? Yeah, like, obviously, yeah, like, he's not Catholic, yeah? So, like, he's just writing what Father's kind of, like, explained to him about the message and that, yeah? Like, but, like, you can even put that on a beat, like, yeah? I know that last week, yeah, you were saying, like, beats, like, you don't really know about beats, like, you don't like beats, yeah, but I think, like, that's good in it, like, that's showing that, yeah, like, that, you know, he's kind of restricts in it, like, but he's using that time that he's got, yeah, to do something good, yeah, so, like, you can put it on beat, like, why don't you do that again, like, on the beat?
Before we move on, Raphael, what do you think about it?
I wanted to just, first of all, say I'm very, very saddened that what happened last week happened. It was not my intention to make anybody feel like I was judging them. I tried to say that at the start, tried to prove my deep fraternal care. I think it's a good attempt. I think what we've seen here is that there is a talent, there is a capacity to use poetry in the right way. But still, on the argument of what generally is being done, I still think we have to be very, very careful about promoting music. That because music is important, music forms the culture. Music forms the society. Music makes people think. Music makes people act as well. Music can create a whole mentality. So that is why music is very important. Music can form, create a society. Sometimes, the way the society is moving, you can see it in the music. Sometimes, if you listen to the latest music, you get an idea of the type of attitude that people have. Sometimes even the type of lifestyle people have. So if we are going to promote lyrics and music that is talking about good things that people's ears can listen to have good lyrics all the time coming out from speaker into our houses, into our soul, into our hearts, then I believe there's a possibility that we can take something good. But as long as taking the good doesn't mean keeping the bad, that is my only concern. Sometimes you have something 90% bad, 10% good. And that 10% we want to salvage at all costs, but the 90% is still there, still doing its bad operations. This is my concern. This is my concern. Is it really worth it? That is my concern. Is it really worth the time us trying to take on board something that, generally speaking, is not good?
Like, I don't know, like, yeah. Seems like
Yeah, because I know, like, Raphael, yeah, you want to go and be a priest and that, yeah. So, like, yeah, you kind of, like, got your own opinion and stuff, yeah. But it seems to me, yeah, like, you're still not even trying to, like, know that something's good. No, I'm not trying. No, let me finish, yeah. Like, I thought that was good what he did, yeah. Like, there was no guns or no nothing violent or anything, yeah. He's not talking about nothing bad, yeah. Yeah, so, like, he's sharing his talent, innit? And I think, like, you should recognise that, innit?
What about you, Mark? What did you think of this, let's say, demonstration that good can be done?
I think that was really good. I mean, I didn't quite understand all the content of it, like, pray the rosary and you were talking about 15 minutes or something, right? And Saturdays, why have you got to do something on a Saturday 5 times? But I can see, right, that a little bit like Raphael's saying, if we time, right, I don't quite follow Raphael's trail of thought fully, because I hear a bit what Leroy's saying, that, you know, we've got to see that good's coming out of that, and he's doing something good, so shouldn't always be talking bad about certain things, but I think that's a good effort, that. I like that. Like he was saying, my name's G, I'm from that state.
Yes, so, Tunde, you've got your hand raised.
Yeah, like, I was just saying, yeah, like, I think, yeah, like, we show them, yeah, because, like, I do beats in it, like, I can do them, like, beats, like, off the spot, yeah. But I was saying, like, if you put that on a beat, yeah, because, like, last week, yeah, you were saying that, you know, beats, yeah, some beats ain't good. Like, even the beats ain't good, yeah, yeah, and I make beats in it. So, like, I think if I give him a beat, yeah, just a simple beat, yeah, normal beat, yeah, we should hear it sounds on the beat, yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind doing it again, you know. But the thing is, yeah, like, we ain't prepared nothing for no.
I'm just gonna tap in it, like. I just give you the normal hip hop beat in it, like. Listen. Let me just try it.
So what's that? Is that the beat you're gonna do?
Yeah. I don't know if I can jump on that beat, you know. Like, you might have to do certain parts, yeah, where I see what I'm seeing. You might have to slow it down a bit, yeah, because this is kind of, like, fresh, innit? Slow it down a little bit. Hey, Tun, slow it down a bit, man. Yeah, like that, innit? All right, let me try that. Okay, yo, Faz, yo, have you ever heard about the first 5 Saturdays? So many people know about the message, what I had to say. Have you done your part and are you trying to collaborate? So go and tell the world about the first 5 Saturdays. Have you ever heard about the first 5 Saturdays? So many people know about the message, what it had to say. Have you done your part and are you trying to collaborate? So go and tell the world about the first 5 Saturdays. So let's elaborate on this great mission. Every person, every Christian's got to know about the Saturday. She told us that we had to pray on Saturday, and that's today, the first Saturday of the month of 5 Saturdays. My name's G, you know me, I'm from that estate. Right over there behind the church and the chapel's gate. People used to warn me, saying every dog will have its day. I tried to change my life and I don't want to throw that away. I met a priest who told me, Jesus Christ, that's the way to salvation, you don't want to throw that away. I like to write lyrics, I'm a poet who will have my say. I wrote this for the priest about the first 5 Saturdays. Keep it going. So what's it all about? He told me about the Blessed Virgin Mary. If you hear me, I will tell you what it's all about. Pray the rosary, all the mysteries. Plus, have a 15-minute meditation on what this could be. Have confession and communion and enough for reparations for the sins against the heart of the mother. This is G, who is telling you about the first 5, the first round, the first time I ever wrote a lyric without a curse rhyme. So I proved it, that we can write a good lyric. I don't even know what I was writing down, but I did it. Have you ever heard about the first 5 Saturdays? Alright, that's enough.
Like, if we're going to do a beat or something, we got to work on it, like Tunde, yeah? We can come back and do something else, like, with a beat where, like, I'm comfortable on it, yeah? Because I don't really want to spoil it now, like, because... Anyway, yeah?
Okay, so... That's, that was nice. I mean, Father John, do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
Yes, I was speaking to Ashley, telling him that we have a mother in heaven. And Ashley said he's never heard of this before.
I haven't heard about that either. I mean, I've heard people talk about Father in heaven. Like, I've heard people say the Our Father prayer. Because, you know, at school, when we play football, some people, they're religious, ain't they? And they was asking, can we pray the Our Father? And I've heard it before. But I've never heard of people saying there's a mother in heaven. I haven't heard that.
No, not a lot of people have heard this. But the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ, is our mother as well. She is in heaven. And I told Ashley about Jesus at the foot of the cross, saying to his disciple John, "Behold thy mother." Jesus had said to Mary, "Behold thy son." And then he's turned to his beloved disciple John, saying, "Behold thy mother." Now, in Saint John is all of us. We all have a mother in heaven. So I was telling him about the sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary, her tears, given that we are at the Church of Our Lady of Tears and Saint Michael. And I was reading to him a book about different images of Our Lady in Hungary, which is in Europe. And there are hymns that the local people would sing to these images of the Blessed Virgin Mary, where she is crying. Images that have the Blessed Virgin Mary with tears. So I began reading to Ashley some of these hymns, and they were poems. And from there, we began to speak about poetry and putting words together that rhyme and so on and so forth.
Do you actually have some of these?
I do actually have some of these hymns. There is one, because we were going through the archives of the parish, and we found... somebody did a collection of images of the Blessed Virgin Mary weeping, or at least images that depict the Blessed Virgin Mary weeping and her tears. Before we came to the parish, this already existed. But it was very interesting. I mean, I myself like poetry.
So are you able to do a poem like Ashley?
In fact, before I read some of these poems, just to let you know the type of things we were looking through, me and Ashley, I was speaking to Ashley about Father John Overton, who is now living in our contemplative community at Mount St. Rosary, who's praying very much for us, and we can definitely feel the effects of his prayers. And he told, Ashley told me about how he met with Father John Overton, how they got on, you know, and I was so glad to know about the work, the good work that Father John, that was parish priest for a very short time, the great work that he was doing, and how he told them about Saint Philomena. And I was delighted to hear that, because I also have a devotion to Saint Philomena. If you remember, when we went to the studio in Hampshire, I was very glad to see a statue of Saint Philomena there. But one of the things I've been trying to promote is the cord of Saint Philomena, because I feel it is so important to promote purity. And we have to... Forgive me if I deviate a bit from what we're saying, but we have to attack this empire of impurity and take the head off what I describe as being the emperor of impurity, who can possess those in high places to say things and do things that spread impurity. So if we're going to defeat impurity in our world and crush it under our foot, we have to, with St. Michael's sword, take off the head of the evil emperor who spreads ruin and darkness throughout the world. Because our church is also dedicated to St. Michael, the archangel. But yes, I was talking about the cord of St. Philomena, and out of the blue, because Ashley asked me about my own poetry, I gave him an example of a poem. I said, "Let me tell you about the cord of St. Philomena. You put it around your waist to make your heart become cleaner. I prayed to St. Martin de Porres and St. Rose of Lima and did it for 9 days, and we call that a novena."
Oh, I like that one, Fire. I like that very much.
So I was just joking, you know, just trying to be jovial. And then he spoke about him being a ghostwriter, how he can receive information. So somebody tells him, "I like this topic, I like this theme. Can you put it into a rhyme and make poetry out of it?" And he was giving me examples of things that he did. I mean, one time he told me about an army officer who, you know, when he was at school, he went on the school journey, and the army officer was saying things that rhymed, and then people in his class told the army officer that Ashley has this talent for rhyming and putting things together. So the army officer said, "Okay, how good are you?" And then, you know, they got talking, and then, you know, it's like, it was a bit like a gallery, you know, because they went and visit one of the warships as well. And you have these descriptions of you know, that particular warship and that particular battle. So the army officer said, "Can you put this into a rhyme?" And Ashley said, "Okay, give me 5-10 minutes. I'll read the thing, and then I'll come back and I'll lay it out to you in a rhyme form." And he did this with such brilliance that he's been a ghostwriter ever since. So he writes things for other people, and some people don't even know that it's actually Ashley who's written these lyrics. So I said, "Okay, I would love to, for the month of May, do everything I can to promote devotion to the first 5 Saturdays devotion." I mean, I explained what I could to Ashley about it, and he agreed. And I gave him this task to do and said, "Well, why don't you come back and let us hear it on debate, on the second part of our debate, which we'll record again." And he agreed to the task. Excellent, excellent.
Father, could I now hear these hymns? It's very interesting, these hymns, because I know that Saint Ephrem, he wrote many poems for Our Lady. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he is the most prolific writer on the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Yes, that's right, that's correct.
And I think I can see that hymn writing is also a good art form. Possibly it is a good way that maybe Ashley and people like him can utilize their talents maybe to do hymns as well. Like, to have people sing things. Even the, Jack Donald, who is the choir master.
Yes, I was thinking of Jack Donald will be good as well, if you, because he composes music, doesn't he? And he's always looking for